Kiss 96.9. Good morning, guys. Welcome to Brunch with the Buds. My name is Lee Roach, and I'm here with my best friend, Tamara Snyder. Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
Now, we are the Kentucky Taste Buds, and we have a blog at kytastebuds.com where we talk about everything good in Kentucky, from food, fashion, events, and people. And now we're bringing it to you every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
Woohoo!
Now, autumn is around the corner. In fact, it's September 23rd, so we thought it would be good to talk about fall, y'all.
Fall, y'all.
I love that. Mm-hmm. And but we're, here's the thing. We're not just an entertainment show.
No.
We're also educators.
Scholars.
Yes, we have to do our due diligence here and inform Kentuckians about some facts with autumn. So I'm going to start us off, okay?
Okay.
Fact one. Did you know that fall brings in big tourism dollars? It's called leaf peeping.
Mm.
That's so much better than Peeping Tom,
yeah,
don't you think?
It is.
And in fact, Southern Living ranked Cumberland Gap National Historic Park as one of the top three places to visit in the fall due to their beautiful foliage.
Yes, I believe it. I've been there and I've seen it. Did you know Americans typically refer to this time of year as fall, while the British use the word autumn?
Autumn.
Yes.
I did not know that.
It sounds prettier.
Yes. Well, this is, I don't like this. This is a Debbie Downer. So weight gain apparently happens around this time of year, not because of all the food, but because of lack of vitamin D. Wah, wah.
Oh, so we can blame it on the vitamin D and not our eating.
Yeah, just what I need, more fat in my life.
How about this? Fall is for lovers. More people go from single to in a relationship or engaged in fall than any other season.
Well, that's funny, because children born in the fall are statistically better students and live longer.
My birthday is this month.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. It's kind of depressing. So here's the thing. I'm going to get fatter. I'm dumber than you.
Oh.
You're going to live longer than me.
Maybe. Yeah.
That's not good. Okay, well, let's see what else is good about fall. So stay with us.
It's Bob and Sherry.
That cat sleeps on your pillow all the time. That's just the first time you caught her.
Well, you know what I'm going to have to do then? I'm taking it with me.
Put it in the car.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think you should.
I'm going to put, you know what? I'm going to put it right in the trunk.
I think you should.
And it's not crazy sounding.
Don't do it, Bob.
Do you know that they sit around the table when you're not around and they just riff on the crazy things you do?
Hey,
and
Todd,
when you act,
we do that here right in front of him.
Don't tell him that.
Oh, him, no.
It's Bob and Sherry.
Bob and Sherry in the morning.
On KISS 96.9. KISS 96.9. This is Tamara of the Kentucky Taste Buds, and we're talking fall, y'all. And Lee, what do you love most about the fall?
I love sports, football and basketball. What about you?
Definitely not sports.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I do like to go to the games, but I'm not like a sports aficionado.
No, you're not.
No, definitely not. But we did a Twitter poll. We asked our followers what they liked the best about fall, and this is what they said.
Well, they started off and said they liked milder temps, and that's exactly the reason I don't like it.
Yeah, you're a summer girl.
Yeah, definitely.
They said bonfire and boots.
I love both.
I do too.
Giddy up. Pumpkins, chili, and no bugs. I have to hand it to the no bugs. I do like no bugs.
Yeah. And number one was football.
Yay.
Yeah. Well, another thing we love is fall festivals. So we're going to talk about a few in our next segment. So stay with us.
Workdays, right after Bob and Sherry, KISS 96.9 gets you ready for the workday with the 9 a.m. All Music Hour. 60 minutes of back-to-back favorites of the 80s, 90s, and today to get you ready to tackle your workday. The 9 a.m. All Music Hour is brought to you by Dr. Susan Clare, DMD. Good dentistry isn't expensive. Lack of dentistry is on KISS 96.9. Weekdays after Bob and Sherry at 9 on KISS 96.9.
KISS 96.9. This is Lee of the Kentucky Taste Buds, and we're talking fall, y'all. And this is the season of festivals. Now, Tamara, you and I are going to be attending some over the weekend.
Yeah, that's right.
Starting with the Gingerbread Festival in Hindman, Kentucky. Now, this festival celebrates the mountain tradition of encouraging citizens to vote. Maybe a problem there. I don't know. And they're also going to have the world's largest gingerbread man.
I can't wait to see that.
Don't eat it, Tamara. Like, I can see the look in your eyes.
No promises.
You're next.
I'm next. Sorry. Yeah, so we're also going to the Kentucky State Barbecue Festival. That's this weekend in Danville, Kentucky, at the beautiful Wilderness Trail Distillery. That's going to be awesome. 7 celebrity pit masters, 7 bands, barbecue competitions, bourbon, and fun.
Now, if you like bluegrass music, you need to travel on over to Moorhead September 13th through the 21st, because they're having the Poppy Mountain Bluegrass Festival with over 100 bluegrass bands attending.
That sounds like your worst nightmare.
Yeah, not a big fan, but for everybody else, you need to go.
I enjoy bluegrass music.
I highly encourage it.
Yes. Yep. September 20th through the 21st in Horse Cave, Kentucky, they're having the Heritage Festival. All kinds of fun stuff there. A unique thing that they're having is called Chit Chatting on the Porch, where each year they interview interesting people and their memories and experiences of the city.
That's so sweet. I love that.
It's so nice.
Yeah. Now, September 18th through the 22nd, which, by the way, is your birthday.
Yes,
the
it
18th,
is.
They're having the Kentucky Bourbon Festival in Bardstown, and they're going to promote and educate everybody on the production of bourbon. Sign me up.
Yes, that's definitely right up your alley. And then pretty much the whole month of September is Country Pumpkins Fall Festival up in Dry Ridge on a dairy farm. I mean, it's just pumpkins and fun. Plus a corn maze.
Now, do you like corn mazes? Really?
Yeah.
Well, funny, because we're going to talk about that in the next hour. So stay with us on KISS 96.9.
It's Bob and Sherry.
Yeah, every time I hear an auctioneer, it puts a smile on my face because it makes me think of my papaw. One of my fondest memories is he would line me and my cousins up, and he would auction us off. And we just thought that was the coolest thing.
That's nice in this age.
Yeah.
Woo. I'll tell you.
What do you give me? What do you give me? I got a little bit of candy here, right here, candy. What do you give me? Where are you going to start?
It's Bob and Sherry. Bob and Sherry in the morning.
On KISS 96.9.
Yes, 96.9. We are the Kentucky Taste Buds, and we're talking about fall, y'all. And what's a nice autumn day without a walk through a corn maze? If you are a fan of corn mazes, which I am not, but there's lots of people that are, you need to tour Kentucky's largest.
Now, why aren't you a fan?
Two reasons. Children of the Corn, the movie, and I'm claustrophobic.
Well, honey, it's out in the open.
No, I still don't like it. But this one sounds amazing. In fact, it's at Amazing Farms in Mayfield, Kentucky, which is Western Kentucky. As a visitor to the farm, you can choose between three levels of difficulty. So,
now, they say if you're an expert, you can get through the expert level in 1 to 2 hours.
Well, that would not be me.
1 to 2 hours in a corn maze.
Oh, it sounds dreadful.
You could gnaw on some corn while you're at it.
I wouldn't go hungry.
Yeah, that's right.
Something to strive for, anyway. Well, something else we love about the fall is fashion. And in the next segment, I'm going to tell you what's hot this season. So stay with us.
Want to win lunch for four for your office at Carino's in Hamburg? KISS 96.9 has your connection to bring your office to lunch. At Carino's in Hamburg, go to 969kissfm.com and click on the Carino's banner. Enter your office info, and every 2 weeks, we'll draw a winner for lunch for four from your office at Carino's in Hamburg. You can be the boss in your office with Bring Your Office to Lunch from Johnny Carino's in Hamburg and KISS 96.9.
KISS 96.9. This is Tamara of the Kentucky Taste Buds, and one thing I most love about fall is the fashion. No joke.
Of course you do.
Yes, I do. Now, here in Kentucky, we all know how to throw on some boots, jeans, and a cozy sweater. Yeah. But what is going to make you cutting edge this fall? Well, I'm glad you asked.
I did. I was just thinking that very question.
Yes. According to Marie Claire magazine, here are some top trends for fall 2019. Capes. Channel your inner superhero and don the cape. It's the alternative to a trench or a denim jacket. Now, I know LV Harkness and Violet's here in Lexington both have cute little capes that are perfect for when it's rainy or damp.
I want one with our logo on the back of it. Wouldn't that be super cool? KTB to the rescue.
Dun.
Okay, now here's number two, a one-shoulder asymmetrical neckline, which is going to show off one shoulder, I guess.
Just one.
You don't want to see too much. That's right.
Yep. Moody florals. Now, spring is the time for pastels, but fall calls for more somber tones. Now, I saw the cutest dress on Carl Meyer's Instagram page. Carl Meyer's is a store here in Lexington. This would be perfect for Keeneland. Oh my gosh, I loved it. So check them out.
Gorgeous. And what about leather on leather? Do I need to say more?
No.
Pick some up at Dillard's. They got a ton of leather there.
Yes.
Love it.
And all the influencers are wearing those faux leather Spanx. That's a huge trend,
I'm
too.
All about the Spanx.
Yeah.
And then also, you know, they have the elongated blazer, which reminds me of the 90s. But, of course, I'm 5'3". So how long can it really go?
Well, not too long on a petite frame.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Slow your roll. I like how you said petite. Yeah. Slow your roll. Jewel tones. That's my fave. I love a good jewel tone.
Okay. And what about a faux fur coat? Leopard is all the rage.
It is. Wow. Love it. Yeah. So there you go, folks. And men, you guys have it easy. Just throw on some jeans and a shirt. You all are good to go. Now, earlier we mentioned Keeneland. Up next, we're going to talk about why it's our favorite part of the fall. So stay with us on KISS.
It's Bob and Sherry.
I expect somebody else to take care of me. So. I'm just arrogant that way.
This is officially my most favorite moment ever.
I expect to do nothing and just have, you know, others do the work.
Well, I have to say, so far, so good.
It's worked out.
Thank
good
you
morning.
For listening.
Oh, every day.
I don't even listen every day. So
I
great.
I believe you, Bob. I believe you.
Thanks.
It's Bob and Sherry.
Bob and Sherry in the morning.
On KISS 96.9.
KISS 96.9. This is Lee of the Kentucky Taste Buds, and we're talking about what we love about fall. And of course, we love Keeneland.
Yes.
Now, this year, it's going to open from October 4th through the 26th, and we just love it. Tamara, what is your favorite part of Keeneland?
Oh, everything.
During the fall.
The foliage, the dresses, everything.
Everything.
Bread pudding.
Okay. Well, we asked our Twitter followers what they loved best, and we gave them a few choices. We asked, do you like the bedding? That's my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
The fall fashion and weather. It's the best time for bourbon, or it's the best time for burgoo.
Oh, I like all those things.
Okay. Well, what do you think they said?
They probably said the bedding.
You know, I was surprised. They said the fashion and the weather.
Oh, good.
So they're right there with you, Tam.
They're right there with me.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my people.
Your people. We're going to see them soon.
Yes.
You're going to be joined together again with your
Aww.
People. Well, Keeneland is not the only busy place in Kentucky for the fall. Let's talk about Kroger Field. And we're going to in the next segment because we're going to give you some tailgating tips. So stay with us on KISS.
KISS 96.9 is on Facebook and Twitter. Reach out to us at KISS FM Lex on both platforms. Find out about what's happening at KISS 96.9 and interact with us. Find KISS 96.9 on Facebook and Twitter at KISS FM Lex.
KISS 96.9. I am Tamara of the Kentucky Taste Buds, and we're talking about our love of fall. And really, what is better than a UK football game?
It's hard to beat.
I know it. We love it. And we're 1-0.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Woo woo. So we put together a list of not so obvious must-haves for your tailgating party. So Lee, why don't you kick us off?
Okay, this might surprise everybody, but duct tape. And it's not to cover the mouths of the obnoxious fans. It's instead to fix your cornhole bag rips or a table failure. Or, you know, you can pretty much fix anything with duct tape. Your dress that splits apart, you know.
You never know.
You never know.
You never know. All right, what about this? Jumper cables and a power generator and or a power generator. You need to fuel all those TVs and whatnots that you got going on.
There you go. There you go. You also need sunscreen and a hat to protect your head because you always see that idiot out there who looks like he's been out there since the crack of dawn and he's red and
fried
I say
bacon.
He it's always a guy.
Of course it is. Fried
yeah.
bacon. Yeah.
That's right.
And on that note, what about a first aid kit? Safety first.
There you go.
I love it.
There you go. And then a football so you can pretend to be one of the, you know, people on the field. And then you
pretend.
Have your first aid kit so when you fall and make a, you know, a jerk of yourself, you can fix yourself up.
Fix your wound.
That's right.
Okay, I love this. A personalized flag or a marker for your tailgate so people can find you. Instead of just saying, I'm in red lot, you're like, I'm in red lot, but I'm with the Kentucky Taste Buds flag going above my tailgate.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. And then last but not least, what about a fire extinguisher? Not only to put out the flames from the food when it catches a fire, like when I cook.
Yes.
But also to extinguish the unwanted advances of a drunken stranger.
Oh.
Just saying.
Double benefit there.
Yeah, there you go.
Bonus. I love it. Now, for more great tips about tailgating, check out our blog at kytastebuds.com. Now, stick around to find out who our hot tamale of the week is on KISS.
It's Bob and Sherry.
Let's stop for a minute and let's look back, Bob, and see how most things have worked out for you.
Let's not.
You are a perfectly capable human being.
Appreciate that.
You know what, Bob? I'm not going to allow people to treat you like
Thank
this
you.
Anymore.
Thank you very much.
Like you're some kind of fool.
Yeah.
It's just not going to
okay,
happen.
Enough, all right?
Get the Bob and Sherry app and get the Oddcast, the podcast, and fun size instantly.
Some kind of clown. Some kind of imbecile.
Enough!
It's Bob and Sherry.
Bob and Sherry in the morning.
On KISS 96.9.
KISS 96.9. This is Lee of the Kentucky Taste Buds, and it's time for a Hot Tamale of the Week.
Ha!
Woo! Now, this goes out to KK Auto Detailing in Georgetown, Kentucky. So, last weekend, my boyfriend had his birthday, Stevie J, and he wanted his windows tinted. So, I reached out to KK Auto Detailing, and they hooked me up. Not only did they meet the appointed schedule time that we had, which is rare in
rare.
The auto industry,
yeah.
but they did the job in less than an hour. They matched his previous tint that he had on his back window beautifully, and they did such a fantastic job. They have great customer service. Check them out at kkautodetailing.com.
That's right. And thanks, guys, for hanging out with the Buds today. Join us next week as we talk about more things Kentucky. Until then, keep up with all of our shenanigans by following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at KY Taste Buds.